Welcome to the Cardinals Red Sea Report.
Deep pass, right side, end zone, it's caught!
Presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you.
It's a touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
The Cardinals Red Sea Report is brought to you by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown by John Brown. It's intercepted by Peterson in midfield.
Oh, baby!
And the Cardinals are going to win the game.
How's that feel?
Here's Craig Grealou, the Jetstream Roy Green, and Bertrand Berry.
So Sunday not only marked the end of the season, the end of 2017, it also marked the end of an era. And with apologies to the two gentlemen joining me here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report, arguably the best era of Arizona Cardinals football. The retirement, the news on Monday, head coach Bruce Arians stepping down after five seasons and after a win in Seattle, his 50th, making him the all-time wins leader in franchise history. And that is where we begin this edition of the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. We are broadcasting live from the Cardinals facility in Tempe. We do it each and every Tuesday, 11 to noon. Craig Grealou, Roy Green, and Bertrand Berry. 8-8 is how the Cardinals finished up 2017, Roy Green, but certainly the season as a whole, not what we all expected, but the news of Coach Arians making it official, it had been long speculated for several weeks, maybe even months, that he is going to retire, and he made that news official at 11:15 to the media on Monday. Just first off, before we get into, dive real deep into that announcement, just to want to get your two gentlemen's thoughts. First, Roy, the news that Coach Arians is no longer the head coach of this Cardinals team.
I must admit, very saddened I was, without question. And I think it kind of made me realize is what you said earlier. This has been a great, great era these last 5 years of Cardinal football, with all the, you know, the expectations that have come with, you know, the winning that he's produced on this football field, averaging about 10 wins a season if you look at his overall record. You know, haven't really gotten close to Coach Arians as far as spending a lot of time away from him, but you know, football people know football people, you know, and you watch him. You watch the way he works. You watch the way his players respect him. You know, you watch his attitude, kind of like, you know, he brings a certain flair, you know, to the head coaching position, kind of different than what we're accustomed to in the past. You know, the stoic, the good ones are just kind of stoic and kind of into themselves. But, you know, Bruce is just like, hey, he's kind of loose, freewheeling. As I said, his players love him. You know, he may do anything at any time on the football field if he thinks it gives himself a chance to win. And for me, all of those things were very, very interesting. But one thing I must add to all of that, and when I first came back into the fold, I talked about how the pride I had at that particular time when you go around the country and everybody's talking about the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, and Bruce Arians and Fitzgerald, and you know, the franchise, how they've risen and changed, and you know, all of that stuff that was going on. And Bruce had a big part, you know, of bringing that about. And as I said, you know, after the big win on Sunday, I was feeling all good, the party Sunday night, and then the next day Coach Arians says he's retiring. Man, I mean, it hit me hard. It really did.
I called it bittersweet because you're happy for the man and his family, but sad because selfishly, one, he was a dream to cover, B-Train, and two, you just know that he has so much still left to give to the game, and you balance that, the work versus family. And as he said it, family was the number one reason that he made that decision.
Family should always be the number one reason you make any decision. And I think that is what you respect about Bruce Arians so much, is that he loved his family. And he talked about it during the press conference, how he had missed so much time being a grandfather now, being a father to his son, and the fact that a husband to his wife. I mean, there were so many different aspects of Bruce Arians. We know him as the coach. We love him with the Kango, the brim glasses, and the swag, and all those things. But you got to remember that that's a human being first and foremost. And I think ultimately he made the decision as a human being. And I know it was difficult. You heard the emotion through the press conference, and I'm just happy for him because he got to leave on his own terms, to be the only coach in Arizona Cardinal history to never been fired, that's a big deal. And for him to go out as the winningest coach here with the Cardinals, that's a big deal as well. So I'm just happy that he was able to do it his way, and the fact that he brought so much excitement to the Valley. Everybody should feel good about the time that we had Bruce Arians here in the mix.
Never one to shy from his emotions, Coach Bruce Arians making the announcement official at 11:15 on Monday.
We built this program on three words: trust, loyalty, and respect. I told our team last night I was done. I'm retiring. Excuse me. And they lied to you. And there's no greater feeling in the world than to know your players have your back.
They lied to you. He's talking about the players to the media, because Coach Arians told the team after the ball game on Sunday inside the locker room at CenturyLink Field that that was going to be his last game. Then the media was let in and players spoke. Players spoke again on Monday morning as they cleaned out their lockers. Not a man, B-Train, said one word about Coach Arians, no matter how many times they were asked. We asked about reflection and what he means, but not one player let it open or open up the door that Coach Bruce Arians had announced his retirement.
That speaks to the respect. That speaks to the fact that they all loved him and they understood what he was doing. And when you think about 63 different personalities in that locker room, you got the 53 guys on the regular roster, 10 on the practice squad, and not a single person said anything. That is very difficult to do with all of the social media outlets that there are, with all the different ways that you can get information out via phone. That is so much of a sign of respect for BA. To me, that's the greatest way to honor your coach more than anything else that you could say. The fact that they kept that in-house for that period of time for almost, 18 hours and didn't let that out, that's major when you consider where we are from a technical standpoint in 2017.
And 2 years ago, the team was let in on a secret that Coach Arians had cancer, and that never came out until his book, The Quarterback Whisperer, was released in February. Did we find out that he was dealing that last half of the season knowing that he'd had cancer and needed to correct that? So again, yes, the players having his back, that just shows you the respect that they had, the love that they had for him. As far as Coach Arians and what he will miss, he talked about that on Monday.
Told you before, there will be reasons. Family is a big one. And I will miss the game. I actually miss you guys. Hell, I might be on your side. I don't know.
Coach Arians wants to stick around as far as being near the game. Now, in what capacity, Roy, who knows, whether that's a consultant, whether that's helping out as far as a de facto coach, whether with the Cardinals or somewhere else. There is that sense that he would be perfect, though, for what we do here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report, and that is broadcast. Now, whether that means one of you two will be exiting the Cardinals Red Sea Report here in the next couple of weeks, who knows? But Coach Bruce Arians and the media seem like a match made in heaven.
Well, you know, that. Interestingly, you brought that up. One of us might be exiting. You know, the search for the coach is over now. You know, Bruce and I are changing spots.
Oh, okay.
He's coming here.
Boy, would that be news here.
But, yeah, you know, Coach Arians, you know, when he talked about missing the game, and, you know, again, I'll defer to Train. You talk about when you've done football, when you played it, when you've been a part of it for so long, man, first and foremost, like I'll tell everybody, you can't become a very good football player. You can't become a very good football coach unless you love the game, because it requires so much of you. And the fact that, you know, Coach Arians' first statement is, I'm going to miss the game. That's first and foremost. That's always. And when you talk to any guys that have played and they retired, and you say, man, what do you miss most? It's always the guys in the locker room.
Yeah.
It's always that. And this is just the way it is. And you know the gusto that Coach Arians goes after it, how he likes being around it. Fortunately for him, he's going to have some options that he can still use to be around, as far as you talked about being a consultant. You know, what better personality than to have on TV or radio? You know, you don't know exactly what you might get from Coach Arians, and I think that's a good thing for a personality. So in those regards, he's going to still have an opportunity to be around it, to still be close to it. And who knows, you know, in the future, maybe he gets back into coaching again. Hopefully, here with the Cardinals. I mean, it's a tough time for me, Craig. It's a very, very tough time.
1975, Coach Arians began his coaching career, and it ended on Monday. And with the Cardinals, his 49 regular season wins, the most for the team in any five-year span in franchise history, finishes with 50 total, including the postseason. As we mentioned, that is the most in franchise history. Coach Arians spoke for five straight minutes, did not take any questions, too emotional, got up, thanked everyone, walked out. A short time later, team president Michael Bidwell and general manager Steve Keim addressed the media. Here is Bidwell on Arians leaving the Cardinals in much better shape than he got here 5 years ago.
He leaves the team in a very good position. We feel like, notwithstanding the injuries we had this year, the way we finished, talked a lot about the culture that he's helped build. It's been a great working relationship between Steve and BA and me, and we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him a lot.
Sure, you would have loved to have seen more wins, more playoff appearances, B-Train, but I think the goal of any person when you enter a job is to leave it better when you exit a job, regardless of what you do in life. And it's easy to say, and it's true to say, Coach Arians did that.
He did that on the field. He did it off the field. And he came in. Not a lot of people knew who Bruce Arians was when he first got here. He was the last coach hired that year. And we know the story, but people soon found out exactly who Bruce Arians was. The fact that he was so direct. He was a guy that never mixed his words. He was always willing to tell you exactly how he felt. He held everybody accountable, from Larry to number 53 on the roster. He did not discriminate in that respect. So he got the respect early, the accountability board. There were so many different things that he influenced here in the Valley. And then you think about the signature Kango, the black rim glasses, just his no risk it, no biscuit. I mean, there were so many different things that he did. You almost wanted him to get to a Super Bowl just so you could put a nice little bow on the top of his time here and know that he brought this team to the highest of highs. And I think the fact that he only had one losing season, that's another thing that you can hang your hat on if you're Bruce Arians. I mean, there are so many different positives that you can take away, that any of the negatives you can almost look at and be like, yeah, but man, he was so fun. And that's the one thing that I will take away from it, is that he was so much fun and he was so good for the Valley in so many different ways, not just football.
And all you have to do is look at the reactions from the governor to Senator John McCain, to his players, to former players as well. He did say he is not leaving the Valley. He and his wife and his family, the Arians Family Foundation, has made a tremendous mark here in Arizona and will continue to do so even without him as the title of Cardinals head coach. We continue here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report. We are live streaming via the Cardinals Twitter account at AZ Cardinals. More about Coach Arians as we'll take you inside the locker room to Sunday's post game after a victory over the Seahawks. That's all straight ahead. It's the Cardinals Red Sea Report on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
Cardinals are going to finish 8-8 and win in Seattle for the fourth time in 5 years under Bruce Arians in what could be his final game as the Cardinals head coach. It's going to be win number 50 for BA, the most ever for a head coach of the Cardinals. Stanton takes a knee, throws it to the referee. Seattle will not use its final timeout. This game's over. The Cardinals do it again in the Great Northwest. They finish the year 8-8, beating the Seahawks 26-24.
4-1 at CenturyLink Field. I'm not sure how many people might have noticed this, but this was tweeted to the Cardinals Twitter accounts, and someone has updated Wikipedia as far as CenturyLink Field. Quote, CenturyLink Field is a multi-purpose stadium located in Seattle, Washington, United States. It is owned by former Arizona Cardinals coach Bruce Arians. It is the home field for the Seattle Seahawks of the National Football League. And as Coach Arians addressed the media after that ball game, thanking everyone for coming to his house. And it's true. all 5 trips to Seattle, 4 wins, 3 with Carson Palmer, 1 with Drew Stanton, and of course, as you heard the play call from Dave Pasch, 26-24 as the Cardinals end the year, winning back-to-back games for the first time all season, close out with wins in 3 of their last 4 to finish 8-8 on the season. Moments after that kick was missed by Blair Walsh, head coach Bruce Arians addressing his team.
I can't thank you enough. That's the greatest f***ing effort I've ever seen. This last month, what you guys have done is absolutely f***ing amazing. You have to be so proud of the character and the heart that you have shown. It's been my f***ing pleasure to be your coach. I was going to wait to tell you tomorrow. That's my last game. I love all of you, every single one. And man, I'm going to miss the hell out of you. Yeah. I promise. Thank you, guys.
Coach, I think I can speak on behalf of everybody in the room. We love you, too. We love the leadership that you brought to this team. You know, today you became the winningest coach in Cardinals history. I want to give you a game ball for that. I couldn't think of a better place to make it happen than right here. Thank you guys for making it happen here for Coach Arians. This is outstanding.
Exclusive content on azcardinals.com, taking you inside the locker room, coach's speech, and then team president Michael Bidwell presenting Coach Arians with the game ball for the second straight week. He did after the New York Giants game as well for tying the franchise wins record. And then, of course, on Sunday, surpassing Ken Whisenhunt to become the all-time winningest coach in franchise history. And you, it gets lost in the shuffle on what this team was able to do. We talk, Roy, about the injuries that this team suffered, but just specifically in that game against Seattle, you lost 2 more offensive linemen. Jermaine Gresham gets hurt, and at one point, Harold Goodwin, according to reports, turned around and said, "We have no more offensive linemen," yet still they were found a way to get the job done.
Oh, man, I'm laughing at it now, and it's just really, this is what this regime has been about, you know, from day one, this particular season. First game with David Johnson going down, Carson Palmer going down, the litany of injuries, guys placed on injury reserve. This team just continued to be professional, just continued to be professional, to go about their business, to show this to show character beyond belief. I mean, they went beyond the call of duty this year, I think, and you know, this kind of put the stamp on it there in Seattle. I mean, one of the toughest places to play, supposedly, in the National Football League, until we just figure out why the Cardinals don't have that big of a disadvantage when they go there, because it's Bruce's house. I mean, you know, and he's generally accommodating to them. But all the things they've gone through, and they continue to do it, and they're in Seattle playing for a playoff berth. You know, they come with the utmost amount of intensity, trying to be physical, definitely trying to get that post-game opportunity and a chance to go in the Super Bowl, more checks involved. I mean, they have so much to play for, but yet the Cardinals, shorthanded again, they go in there, they take care of their business in a business-like fashion, more physical, more intense, and comes away with the win. And that's kind of the signature of what B-Train was talking before, about how these guys respect and care for Bruce Arians. Those words he talked about, trust and loyalty before, you know, it isn't more evident in what went on in Seattle this past week.
We heard a lot during the 5 years of Coach Arians' tenure, next man up. And that, I think, signifies his, or part of his coaching style, because it didn't matter. He would give everyone an opportunity to be trained in order to show what they could do, sometimes by necessity, other times because, well, the guy in front of you wasn't getting the job done. He didn't matter who you were, how you got here, because everyone was on the same level.
There was no agenda. He just wanted to win. And whoever gave him the best opportunity to do that, he was going to put him on the field and give him a chance to play. And I think that is as fair as you can have it in the NFL when you think of salaries and certain guys making so much money over other guys. The fact that he didn't care about any of that. If you were going to help his team be successful, he was going to find a way to get you on the field. And I look at Bruce Arians' whole time here. He was extremely loyal. and he was extremely real. Those are the two words that you can really use to describe Bruce Arians, because you look at the coaching staff, the fact that he brought guys in that he had worked with before, and the players that he kept, the fact that he went back to Drew Stanton after they were trying to go with the Blaine Gabbert experiment, that all is put in the picture now why that was so, because it just all worked towards this big crescendo, and of course he had to go out with the win. You can't imagine Bruce Arians finishing his time here with all the success that he had here. You can't imagine him going out with the loss. It was only right that he did it in a win, and he did it up there in CenturyLink.
Let's take you back to Monday, Coach's announcement of his retirement, reflecting on something that had happened prior to the season.
Probably one of the hardest things for me this year was sitting at the lake this summer, and Chris said, you know, Jake's going to be 40. And I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I missed all that time. And that's coaching.
These people, these coaches, high school, college, professional, Roy, they know what they're getting into. It doesn't make it easy,
no.
Because there's a lot of sacrifice. And you could tell in his voice, Coach Arians realized that he has missed a lot, and it's time to get back in the life of his family and his grandkids as well. That was something else that he talked about. He's got a brand new grandson that he wants to be a part of and be that father figure that maybe he wasn't always for his kids because of he was either coaching or moving from one location to the other.
You know, one of the words that comes up constantly, you know, in a football player's career, sacrifice. It's always, you know, whether it be, you know, giving up your body, your mind, your time, those kind of things. But something that gets lost in the shuffle when you talk about sacrifice is the time that we're away from our families, the times that those special times, moments that we don't get a chance to be a part of because we're away, or because we justify it by saying, hey, we're creating a better life because, you know, we're taking care of the bills, we're buying the houses, we're putting you in good positions for later on in your life. And we try to justify it that way, but there's no way getting around it, because at some point in time, it's going to come back to you and you're going to realize, dang, I missed a lot. You know, I've been going a lot, and wow, I think about the sacrifices I'm making. No one makes more sacrifices than the families of football players and particularly football coaches, because they're gone so much and they miss so much. And as you said, I guess 40 was the magic number. You know, your son is like, what, 40 years? Where's the last 40 years gone? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really realize it when it's happening. And I've had that experience myself. You know, when you look around and you got a teenage daughter, what the heck? Oh, what's going on here? But, yeah, and I can understand it, you know, particularly with, you know, some of the health issues he's had in the past. You know, I said the sacrifice of being away from the family when you're gone so long, and then as you get older, you start to realize what all they've gone through, and you become more sympathetic to that. And you know, thank God that he had a chance to leave, as B-Train said earlier, on his own terms. Mm. You know, with a win, the winningest coach in Arizona Cardinal history, to change, to be a part of changing, helping to change another culture in Arizona Cardinal history. B-Train and his group did it earlier, but then this is another part of it. So, yeah, thank God he had an opportunity to do that. He can leave on his own terms, but still, as I said earlier, it's a sad day. I realized yesterday how big a fan I actually am of the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, I was a player and I'm an alumni. I loved them, always loved them, but I'm a fan. I'm a real fan now, because I was selfishly disappointed when he left, even though I knew all the things I just said that are reasons for him to leave. You know, I understand that it's going to be very, very difficult to replace Bruce Arians.
5 years with the Cardinals. A couple of those players, though, in that Cardinals locker room had more time with Coach Arians than anyone else. One of them was A.Q. Shipley. Immediately after the ball game, following Coach's announcement that his game was his final and that he was retiring, Shipley speaking with Paul Calvisi on the Arizona Cardinals post-game radio network.
That guy, I get choked up talking about him, because he brought me in my rookie year. I've been with him 7 years, so anything that we can do as a team to if he does decide to go out on a high note, then I think that was our goal.
could you tell on his face how meaningful this win was to Bruce Arians?
He was fired up at halftime. I mean, he wanted us to come out and not take our foot off their throat, not take our foot off the gas pedal, and just keep grinding. And I think we did a good job doing that.
Again, this was following Coach telling the players and everyone else in that locker room that he was done. Yet AQ Shipley showed the respect that it was not his place to make any news. It was Coach Arians the next day, but you could definitely hear it in AQ Shipley's voice just how much respect he has for more than just a head coach, a friend, someone he could turn to and owed a lot in his career. And sure, there's other players. B-Train, yourself as well. You played for him as well, and he is certainly going to be missed. But the Cardinals now, well, they've got to find a new head coach. We'll figure that out or discuss that coming up as we get set for the second half of the Cardinals Red Sea Report. Subscribe to Arizona Cardinals podcast on TuneIn, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Listen to your favorite shows on the go, like Cardinals Underground, The Big Red Rage, and, of course, this show, The Cardinals Red Sea Report. It's presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. This is the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
Third and three on the 32-yard line of Arizona. Trips to the left of Wilson, who's in the gun. Single receiver wide to the right. Shotgun snap. Wilson backs up, looking in the pocket. Now steps up and sacked at the 35-yard line. Chandler Jones, there it is. The new Cardinal sack king. His NFL-leading 17th sack of the year. That is a single-season Cardinal record.
He needed two. Recorded number 16 in the first quarter, number 17 in the third quarter, and Chandler Jones becomes the first player in franchise history to lead the NFL in sacks in a season. His 17 tops in the league. B-Train, you had 15 and a half 1 year,
but 14.
I could have, you know, you could have just taken the extra. No, okay,
no,
14 and a half. But do you remember who led the league that year?
Dwight Freeney with 16.
Okay. All right.
You don't forget those types of things.
I was just going to say, it's like,
I was that close.
He still remembers the ones he missed.
That's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely.
Yes, the ones.
Even against Chris Sims, that last game against Tampa, the season ending, I had two that got through me.
Yeah, the Chandler Jones, certainly a mark that, well, kind of got overshadowed in the win on Sunday, but certainly something that Jones had put as a goal at the start of this season. He discussed that after the ball game with Paul Calvisi.
We got six tackles. We got two sacks. We have one Arizona Cardinals single-season team record, 17 sacks in a campaign. Your thoughts? How gratifying, Chandler Jones?
I mean, words can't describe how I feel right now. And to break the record and to get a win on top of that out here in Seattle, I mean, it's surreal.
Tell us about the sack that actually broke the record, number 17.
Yeah, you know, I called a cover me game with Corey, basically meaning I'm going inside. I thought they were going to slide away from me, but they slid to me. And I kind of just kept working, and I grabbed his legs and tripped him up, and it was a sack on the stat sheet.
You know, there's a stat that you had a sack this year in 13 different games. Just the consistency, that is another team record. How do you account for that? How do you explain that?
Just film study, honestly. My biggest focus is being consistent, you know. But basically, it's all from film study, ultimately.
Craig Reel, Leroy Green, Bertram Berry, and Mike Jarecki now joining the show as we continue to not so much break down the season, but now look ahead. The news that Coach Arians has retired MJ, and now the search is underway for a head coach, as the Cardinals are now one of six teams in need of a coach plus a coaching staff.
Yeah, and any of these teams that have bye weeks, if they put in the permission slips to interview, that will take place on Saturday. And obviously, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a couple guys that they want to consider there, at least one of their quarterbacks coaches, the New England Patriots, maybe more Matt Patricia versus Josh McDaniels, and then, of course, the Minnesota Vikings with Pat Shurmur. So they'll be able to interview those guys. And before Michael Bidwell walked out of the press room yesterday, he told me the plane is gassed up and loaded and ready to go. So, and again, B-Train, I talked about this. Ken Wisenhunt was fired December 31st of 2012. Bruce Arians was introduced as a new head coach on January 17th. So they're not in a hurry. Now, clearly, if there's some of these guys are going after and they get a chance to play in the Super Bowl, then they're going to have to wait, but it's going to be a process. They're throwing a wide range of a net out there. Some of these guys that they're interviewing could be coordinators. Currently, position coaches at other teams. There's three guys on the list that have been former head coaches, and you wonder how they'll do in their second go-around, and that's Jim Schwartz. He's obviously being cornered by the New York Football Giants. Pat Shurmur was a head coach in Cleveland. He's worked really well with Case Keenum, Sam Bradford, and Teddy Bridgewater. And then Mike Munchak, who's a head coach in Tennessee, former Hall of, well, current Hall of Famer. I think he's the best offensive line coach in football. So those are guys that have been head coaches before. You wonder about their second go-around if they get that opportunity.
You bring up team president Michael Bidwell during Monday's press conference following Coach Arians' announcements. Bidwell was asked what he is looking for now in a head coach.
Yeah, I think we're looking for primarily three things. I think we're looking for a leader. We're looking for somebody with a track record of performance. Different places, different personnel, different things. And I think we're looking for somebody that's going to keep this culture of accountability moving forward.
Of course, when you look at the names, and regardless of age, I think the Cardinals, Roy, have shown that age is not a factor. Experience maybe not too much of a factor either, as far as given the opportunity to coach Bruce Arians in his first NFL coaching gig. But the names, there's either two sets. There's either offensive-minded candidates, or there's defensive-minded candidates, and we can go around the room here, but just from your perspective, I know you're an offensive guy, but what do you think this team needs as far as if there's one side of the ball versus the other that perhaps maybe the team should be leaning towards?
Well, you know what? If I'm, you know, in the front office and I have to make this kind of decision, there's a couple things I'm going to take into account. And I think something that may get lost in this whole shuffle of the culture and what happened over the last few years is the relationship that Kime, Michael, and Coach Arians had. I mean, the way they worked together. And it was all in sync. You know, you never heard of any rifts between them. They were all in accordance. And I think it's going to be very, very important to have a guy of like-mindedness that understands that he's got to defer a lot. Not one of those guys, hey, I need to be in control of who does the picking and who does this. It has to be a guy to come in and be work within that general structure of that team. Secondly, for me, I need a guy that is not going to overhaul this entire offense. I mean, because when you look at the Cardinal offense and the success they've had, in the past, you know, with David Johnson in the lineup, of course, and you look at guys like J.J. Nelson, Jones, Seals Jones, who's just coming in, you got a young core of linemen, and they talked about how difficult it was for these guys to adapt and learn this system. Now they've been in it for a couple of years, and now they have grasp of it. Please don't bring somebody in to throw all that out the window, and now these guys have to relearn or learn an entire new offense, because that's going to take some time. So I want somebody who has a single, very familiar with this type of offense, maybe a guy who's even, you know, been a part of this offense before, something very similar. But I don't want to have to tear it down to start over, because as I said the other day, this team, irregardless of they didn't make the playoffs, they're so very close.
And you just look defensively on the other side of the ball, there's tremendous talent, B-Train, and regardless of who comes in, you're walking into a good situation as far as the talent in that locker room.
The one thing that I say about this team going forward, it's going to look a lot different than it did under Bruce Arians. It's not going to be no risk it, no biscuit. It's going to be a defensive-minded team led by the defense. So it makes sense that they have a lot of defensive candidates to come in and interview for the head coaching gig, because when you look at the roster and how it's set up, the guys that are going to be here for a while, the guys that are under contract, are all primarily defensive guys. So that's going to be the formula for winning going forward. And I think to have somebody to really spearhead that and to really showcase that, that's going to be a way to go, because you look within the division, you're going to have to slow down some of these quarterbacks and some of these running backs that these other team to bring to the table. So it's going to be imperative that this defense really gets an opportunity to shine and showcase their skills and talent.
On the talent in that locker room, here's general manager Steve Kime.
It's an exciting time. We feel like we have a great core of talent on this football team. We'll make some improvements this offseason as well and hit the ground running for 2018.
Now, the one thing, MJ, this team does not have that people will argue that maybe it's not as attractive as some other openings out there, and that is the fact that they do not have a quarterback. Yes, Carson Palmer is under contract. Does he come back? Do the team want him to come back? Those are all questions that need to be answered. But right now, in this NFL, in this day and age, you need to have a franchise quarterback if a head coach wants to believe that they have a chance to win every Sunday.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they just haven't been able to check that box. Now, they're going to have to check that box, whether it's the first or second round, and they're going to have to find a bridge guy, whether they bring Stanton back or Carson decides to come back. And I think Carson Palmer gives them the best chance. He's the best quarterback on the roster. When healthy, when protected, he still throws a good deep ball. But I'll disagree a little bit, Roy, just from a standpoint of if they go with an offensive-minded guy, mm-hmm. or whoever the coordinator is, just because you got to adapt to the personnel. Now, you can have your certain scheme, so it'd be interesting if they get a pocket passer or a guy that's mobile. Clearly, David Johnson's going to be the bell cow. Larry Fitzgerald will be your number one target on the outside. So it'd be interesting to see the dynamics. I don't know if we're going to see a similar offense to Bruce Arians. We could see a fullback. We could see maybe going 3 and 4.
Out. A fullback?
Yeah.
Oh, Dico, you just hurt me, man. You just hurt me.
I mean, we don't know. It's going to be based on the person's background. And, I mean, I don't think a West Coast offense, but it could be. You just never know.
It's going to be a lot of fun to speculate, and there's going to be a lot of news over the next several days, maybe even several weeks, until that decision is made and a head coach comes in here to take over. And they've got big shoes to fill. Talking about head coach Bruce Arians. When we come back, we look back some of our favorite memories of 5 years with the cool uncle, Bruce Arians. This is the Cardinals Red Sea Report on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
That's as good a looking football team as I've seen in my 20 years of coaching, stepping in the first day. They're not a bad body in the room. Great looking bunch of athletes.
You saying you got a good buddy?
Yeah, buddy. Yes, indeed. 60 and sexy, baby.
I'm the cool uncle you like to have a drink with. Everybody had that uncle that you like. You just love that uncle, you know? And he might call you a little or something. You really like that. You know, that's me.
There is no other NFL head coach who engages the media or speaks like that, either leading up to a game or following a game. I mean, the one coach that comes to mind that you would say never in a million years is Bill Belichick. And the difference between Bill Belichick and Coach Arians, you couldn't get further extremes as far as coaches around the NFL. And that's, at least for me personally here, the selfishness as far as the sadness, as Roy, you talked about, that Coach Arians stepping down. We don't have that anymore. Now the unknown of who fills his shoes. As we welcome you back here to the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. Craig Riolu, Roy Green, Bertrand Berry, and Mike Jarecki. Coach Arians spoke for 5 minutes on Monday. As we mentioned, did not take any questions, but did say what he would miss most of all after his 5 seasons with the Cardinals.
The tears you see are really tears of joy and peace. I'll miss the players. I'll miss coming out of the locker room hearing the national anthem because it still gets me. But somehow, some way, I'm going to be in touch with the game. And I'm not leaving the Valley. I'm very proud of our foundation and the work we're doing to help the children in this Valley. And that won't ever stop.
And that's something, again, that his legacy, aside from the wins and losses, the Arians Family Foundation and what they have meant not only to Maricopa County but the entire state of Arizona. As we go around the table here, I'll start with you, MJ, as far as when people mention Bruce Arians, what's going to stand out the most to you?
Unfiltered. Called it like he saw it and didn't care what you thought.
Absolutely.
And he, as you guys know, he'd rip players, but he told those players before he came to talk to us, you know, if the media comes in here, I'm just letting you know. So it's not like he was ripping them. So, you know, we couldn't go in the locker room, but I would say unfiltered. And just his personality, like, honestly, when they first hired him, I thought this is Buddy Ryan or Denny Green. He had more Bill Parcells in him. He didn't care what people thought on the outside. It was his way or the highway. And – I really enjoyed covering him, but unfiltered really what comes to mind for Bruce Arians.
Yeah, he took a couple of shots at you as well. I mean, there was a stretch there in training camp earlier this year where any time MJ would ask about a specific player, that player would get hurt later on in practice. And then MJ didn't show up. MJ didn't show up the next day, and Coach Aaron goes, "Where's MJ? Where's MJ?"
You know, it's funny. I was kind of late to his presser on Friday, and I'm jogging down to his the podium, and he goes, "You still going to do those gassers for me?" I said, "I'm only going to do like four." And he said, "Well, I don't know if you can make four." That was last Friday.
He does not forget. What about for you, B-Train?
Well, you cannot forget the signature, the Kango. The Kango and the black rim glasses. I mean, the swag, the suits. I mean, you know, not only did he sound like the cool uncle, he dressed like the cool uncle. And you saw that, you know, the Brucing take storm here in the Valley where everybody was trying to rock Kangos and the dark rim glasses. And, you know, it was such a popular outfit for Halloween and whatnot. And for him to, you know, really infuse his style upon a fan base from a clothing standpoint, you never really seen it. I mean, you've seen the hoodie in New England and you've seen other coaches or you look at Rex Ryan, what he was able to do with the head gear and everything else, but for people to really rock it on a regular basis, I think he did a lot to really step up the game, if you will, for coaches and their attire and how they should look.
What about you, Roy?
Well, first and foremost, I'm so glad that he's going to remain here in the Valley because I want to have an opportunity to have that drink with that favorite uncle. Because you know, I want to have a beverage with Coach Arians, and I'm gonna make that happen. But, you know, for me, it was, you know, on the football field, you know, things he'd do at any point in time in a ball game, there's just, you don't know. I mean, you just really don't know. But you know he's not going to be conservative. You understand that. But as we talked about, you know, one of the biggest moments was, you know, in that game against Green Bay, you know, Larry makes the big catch on the sideline, runs all the way down inside the 5-yard line or close to the 5-yard line, and there's a timeout. What's the next play going to be? And everybody's wondering what's it going to be. And then it's the flip to Larry underneath.
The shuffle pass.
Who thought that? But then now I found out the name of the play. It's called Shovel Oki. Man, are you kidding me? Shovel Oki? I'm loving it. I'm loving it, and that's going to be my signature. My favorite memory of Bruce Arians is the Shovel Oki he called to Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, if it called for a run on third and short, you knew he was going to go deep, throw it deep, and that's just how he was. The no risk it, no biscuit philosophy of head coach Bruce Arians. Certainly going to be missed here in Arizona, but we will have plenty of time to reflect and also look ahead. And even though the season is over, we'll be back with you next Tuesday and reflect and look ahead and even touch on some of the postseason action that is headed here in 2018. Appreciate everyone's involvement in the show today. Our senior broadcast manager and producer, Jim Omohundro, technical directors, Tiffany Omohundro and Andy Greenberg, in-studio coordinators, Cody Fincher and Javier Rodriguez. For Bertram Berry, Roy Green, Mike Jarecki, I'm Craig Riolu. We'll talk to you in 1 week's time. It's the Cardinals Red Sea Report every Tuesday, 11 to noon from the Cardinals facility in Tempe and here on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Great interception by the Badger. Tyrann Mathieu stepped in front.
The Cardinals Red Sea Report is brought to you by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown! Cardinals win!
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.